Parsha Shoftim, it lists the special commands given to the king. Of the 613 commandments given to the Klal Yisrael, not every person can fulfill all 613. If you don't own land, you can't fulfill some of the obligations. If you don't live in Israel, you can't fulfill some of the obligations. If you're not a Kohen, if you're a male, not a female, a child, not everyone can fulfill all 613. Here in this week's Parsha, there are special ones commanded to the king. The king is commanded, Lo yarba l'susim, not let I have too much wealth. Lo yarba l'nashim, cannot have too many women. So this is a command that's specific for probably one person in the entire Klal Yisrael. Why I say probably is, the question is, to whom are these prohibitions aimed at? Are they guarded toward the king? You, king, cannot do this. And if you take too much wealth, if you take too much women, you violate the law. Or is it possible to say that it's not guided directly to the king, it's given to the people or the Sanhedrin? They have to make sure the king doesn't take too much. The Sanhedrin has to sit down, and they're in charge of making sure that this does not happen. And if it's violated, the violation goes on the Sanhedrin. They should have stopped this. Although this sounds like an interesting question, according to the great Maril Diskin, this was the debate between Shlomo HaMelech and himself and the Sanhedrin at the time. Shlomo HaMelech decided that the directive was given to the Sanhedrin. It was not given to him. How does he know it was not given to him? Because there's two ways to say something. If it was given directly to him, it would have had a tough, letter tough to start. It would have been loitarbe, talking directly to him. The fact that it says loyarbe with a yud implies that it's not directly to him, it's that it should not happen. It should not happen means it's against the Sanhedrin. Therefore, Shlomo HaMelech felt that it was not necessarily directed at him, and it only for future other kings that would get ruined by this, and he held he would not get ruined by too much wealth or too much women, and therefore he was able to do it, and he held he was not violating any transgression. Why would you say such a thing? Where did Maril Diskin come up with such an idea? Because the Medrash says that when Shlomo HaMelech violated this Isser, what happened was the letter Yud came up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and started to complain and said, look, you gave a command, and all of a sudden, he's not listening to it. And the commentators ask, the word Lo Yarbe Loi has a lot of letters. Why didn't the Lamed go up to complain? The Lamed and the Aleph. Why is it the Yud that went up to complain specifically of all the letters? Maril Diskin explains, the reason why the Yud went to complain is because the Yud was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the way it was written, is why the mistake was made. It really should have been written with a tough, Lo Yarbe. Leitarba means you directly, Shlomo HaMelech, cannot do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had his reasons why, even though it was directed at Shlomo HaMelech, even though it was on the king himself to make sure he doesn't violate these laws, even though the king himself violates these laws when he does this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had reasons to write a yud and not a tough. So the yud came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, because of the way you wrote it, because you put the yud and you put me there, is the reason he violated this transgression. He read it, he understood it wrong. He held he was not violating because of the yud. But it's not true. It really was violating it. Therefore, specifically, the Yud went to complain. The Chavetz Chaim, by the way, says, how come when someone violates any other Avera, we don't have a Medrash saying that the letters are going to complain to Hashem? And he answers, because what we started with, since this is a prohibition that's given directly to the Yud, directly to the king, when the king violates it, no one in the world is observing it. So for example, if someone, God forbid, violates Shabbos, the words and the letters of the Torah of Shabbos don't have to go complain because there is someone alive who's keeping Shabbos going. Every Avera being done, there's someone alive still doing it. But when it came to Shlomo HaMelech, since there's only one person that could be violating these laws, when he did violate them, it automatically became sort of extinct throughout the entire global situation. And that's why the letters went to complain. So two ideas. Why did the letter Yud specifically go to complain? And what was Shlomo HaMelech's possible idea based on the letter Yud of why he might have not been doing something directly wrong? Have a great Shabbos.